Blog Talk Radio.
Make sure. Okay, here we go. Here we go. My bad. Now we up in the building. Y'all hold on just a second. Let me get my Christmas music started, you know. Right. Happy holidays, you know what I'm saying? It's going down. This your boy DJ Smells So Good, representing real big. Up in the building, man. Hope y'all can hear me, you know what I'm saying? And let me go ahead and get this thing popping real quick. Today is Sunday, you know what I'm saying? Sunday's update and holiday music, you know what I'm saying? That's what we're doing today, you know what I'm saying? Bringing some holiday jam. Try to put you in the holiday spirit, you know what I'm saying? Right here live, man, it's your boy DJ Smells So Good, Captain Smells So Good in the building, man. Just, you know, giving y'all a little holiday spirit, you know what I'm saying, doing it real big. Got a lot of things going on, you know what I'm saying, around the world, man. And, you know, we just need to talk about them, you know what I'm saying, bring them up in issue and stuff like that. So let me get this right for you real quick. All right, there we go. And let y'all know, man, you know what I'm saying, this is what I'm doing. What you can do, because we are live, shout out to Stick'em.com, you know what I'm saying? We live video, doing live video. Via www.wdgeradio.webs.com. Make sure you come through and sign up, you know what I'm saying? Be a part of the show. We're doing something a little special today. We got a whole hour. We're going to start from this show, then we're going to move into another show. So if you want to call into this show, call in 237. Oh, well, let me make sure I get my damn numbers right. It's been a little minute since I've, you know, actually used this show. So, you know what I'm saying? That's what it is. But call in live, man. You can call in live. It's 347-237-5125. All the way live. And I'm going to bring up a couple of issues. We're going to get into it, you know what I'm saying? And then a couple of minutes after the show, we're going to flip into the other show. And then you can call in. Call in live on that number, 619-639-4748. 619-639-4748. And so it's going down. Al Strong, doing a real bit. Let me bring my homeboys up in here. Shout out to Trial Hour Radio, Trial Hour Commission, doing a real big. All the people out there, Saturday Baby Power Friends, Jay, my homeboy Goofy, representing San Jose, California, doing a real big up in here. So I ain't got no beam. I got to go and find me a beam, man. And I might have to go and do that. We'll find me a beam. But real quick, we're going to bring my homeboy Saturday Baby Power Friends, Jay, up in this thing and see how it go anyway.
What's up, man? What's up?
All right, we got, well, that's a little low. I'll try to see if I can, let me see if I cut the back. All right, that's fine. Am I, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. All right, hold on. And then just this, get this right. We trying something new. We got the mic hooked up. We got the cam hooked up. You know what I'm saying? If you go on WDGradio.web.com, you can see me. I'm live on the cam. I got the cam hooked up. Shout out to Stick'em. You know what I'm saying? Stick'em, I got to say, Stick'em is outshining most of the web hosting sites. You know what I'm saying? Ustream, Livestream. Because Stick'em allows you to be able to log on to your own chat cam. You know what I'm saying? Your own, you can log on to your own. You can log on through using your own webcam. You feel me? You heard me, Sandy?
What's up, what's up?
Okay, is the music too loud?
Yeah, there we go. I can hear you better now.
All right, yeah, I'm trying to keep the holiday music spirit up, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, at the same time. Tell me something. First of all, happy Sunday to you. Tell me, how's the holiday shopping going in Texas? How's the atmosphere, the holiday atmosphere?
I mean, it's decent, this year and last year, you know, it's just things have changed. You know, these are just so different for me with the holidays, like the way I approach it. Like, I'm just more about, you know, people want to keep talking about what do you want for Christmas and all that. Man, really, at the end of the day, I'm trying to get other people stuff they can't get stuff off of Christmas, you know. It's much bigger than that. A lot of people, they just dwell in, you know, and what I like to do is I like to do give stuff for Christmas cause I'm, and then make it a thing that's year-round. But some people, they just wait around for Christmas to give. And so they can feel like, oh, I feel good because I did something. But why don't you do that stuff year-round?
Well, I mean, now I'm
going to
tell you, me personally, that's that's one of the reasons why I don't partake in Christmas, you know what I'm saying, or any holidays for that matter, you know what I'm saying, because, yeah, I give so much year-round, you know what I'm saying, I do what I'm supposed to do, you know what I'm saying, when it calls, you know what I'm saying, and the way I feel now, the way they've just kind of overexploited the whole, you know, commercialism of it, like you got to go out and, you know, spend all your money just to, you know what I'm saying, make somebody happy. It's just overrated, you know what I'm saying, to this point. It just got overrated and lost its meaning, you know what I'm saying?
It's not even just that. It's the fact that, even back when people are trying to get, you know, like when people give back to charities and stuff, I feel like it's kind of fake because they only do it around this time. And then why you're not giving it to the people that need stuff, you know, year round. Why we only got to wait for Christmas time to do it?
Well, now the other thing is too. What kind of kills me is how people, you know, don't understand that around Christmas time, this is not, the highest suicide, you know, the highest rate of suicide go on. You know, and then people go, and it's supposed to be a new year. You're supposed to, you know, you say you want a prosperous new year. You want to go into it, you know what I'm saying, with money, finances. I'm going to have my finances right this year. You know, I'm going to do all this kind of stuff. But then you take out loans, you know, payday loans. People do all kind of crazy stuff to go out and they spend their last dime. And then soon January 1st hit, you wait till February, April to get that income tax check just to pay off the crap from last year. And now you're broke to start a new year off.
Yeah, they think it makes perfect sense. And they say it just bothers me, you know. I just feel like you should treat yourself year round, you know. You shouldn't just wait to Christmas to do this stuff. Like, do it year round. But you know what? Now I would say this. I treat myself around Christmas time. I like all the sales. I don't like buy something for Christmas. I like buying stuff for myself around this time because the sales that they try to give everybody, it's like, well, shoot, I'm going to go ahead and just give myself something I want because I see the prices are so low. So that's really what I take advantage of for this holiday. Because it's just, you know, they have one to be commercialized, I'm going to exploit their behinds.
Well, I mean, I would. Now, one thing I showed I showed my homeboy. I said, now, y'all sit out here and y'all think this is really like they giving you a deal or a bargain. But then at the same time, all that stuff you could have purchased, you know what I'm saying, online at, you know, 60%, even the prices that they so-called had, you know what I'm saying, for sale. You know what I'm saying, at the store, inside the store. So, you know, while we sit up here and we run out to so-called get the best deal on Black Friday, you know what I'm saying? Then they turned around and said, look at the deal that you could have got on.
Oh, yeah. I don't screw up Black Friday anymore. I worked Black Friday for 10 years, and I would not, and I don't trust Black Friday till, so they can get my behind.
But that's how people fall for that, though. People think, like, yeah, I'm going to go and stand in line and fight with all these people and get a good deal, because that's all you're doing. You're fighting with people, you know what I'm saying? And you still ain't getting a good deal, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's the biggest thing right there. And if you are live on WDGEradio.webs.com, you will see the smoke break sign has officially been in effect, you know what I'm saying, when the smoke break sign is up. You already know what we do here. Finna get into one little Christmas selection, you know what I'm saying? This is Sunday news update and holiday music. I'm going to come back with you, Steady, because I want to ask you with the recent, and this is what, you know, been in the headlines, and we've been talking about this on our local radio stations down here, shout out to 88.5. The deal with
Connecticut.
And you're gonna jump into one silver bell. We're gonna do some Lou Rawls, and then we're gonna come back and we're gonna get into that. You know what I'm saying? If you'd like to participate in the conversation, hit us up. You know what I'm saying? The area code 347-237-5125. You know what I'm saying? It's all we live. Make sure you tweet, retweet, Facebook the show. You know what I'm saying? And invite everybody through. And that's how we do. So let's get into it. This is Lou Rawls right here. You know what I'm saying? This is Silver Bells right here live on WDG Radio. And come right back at you. Hold that cane right back after that song, you know what I'm saying? It's all good. Let me go ahead and drop that down. Let me drop down and get my eagle on, you know what I'm saying? Turn this down a little bit. All right, bring my dog up and say the baby powder Freddy Jay back up in the building. Say baby powder Freddy Jay, you in the building?
Yeah.
All right, so we got the music right. You got the music turned back down, you know what I'm saying? Happy holidays, everybody out there that's trying to, you know, celebrate a holiday however you want to see it, you know what I'm saying? It's all good. And so what's your take on Kinesi? Tell me, you know what I'm saying, what's your take on
it? You know, honestly, man, it's really just something that it drives me nuts, because it's something that's just prevalent. Because, I mean, there's stuff that happens in the black community every day, but you know, when I saw it, I just really just sat there and told myself, wow. People always want to say the hood. You know, I always want to hear the black people say the hood is so dangerous. But, you know, you got to look and you got to turn your head and you got to sit here and look and say, y'all had some suburban behind boy come into a classroom and
let
shoot.
He was allowed into the school.
Yes. He was dressed like he was going to get ready to play a game of Call of Duty or something. And, I mean, he had a bulletproof vest on, all this kind of crap on, and he goes in, shoots his mom, and shoots a 20 defenseless kindergartners. Now, somebody please explain that to me. What does that make any sense? Because this is why we were talking about this on one of the local radio stations here, that they got a chance to call in and really talk about it. And what this baffles me as well is the fact that, you know, they have all these metal detectors. They have metal detectors and all that kind of stuff. And like in the urban schools, as far as like where more minorities at. But then when we come to these upper, we go to the Caucasian schools, they don't have like metal detectors and stuff. But when you look at all the crazy stuff that's going on, let's look at all the crazy factors that have happened. Columbine, Virginia Tech.
Virginia Tech, that was an Asian dude, wasn't it?
Virginia Tech is it's predominantly white, but a lot of Asians tend to go there.
Asian, though.
Right, but
at
the end of the day, it's still... It be just, and then they, these people get too comfortable and say, "Oh, we need to watch the other niggers. Yes, we need to. We need to watch them."
The environment and, now. They want to try to blame on environment. Well, what the fuck? I mean, we grow up. If the environment we grow up is police in our face every day, drugs, prostitutes, and all this. So how the hell are we supposed to grow up? But then at the same time, y'all, you know, supposed to have a privileged life. You project privileged thing onto your child. So why in the hell are they picking up guns, you know what I'm saying, and portraying like they're in Total Recall or they're in a Batman damn movie, or they're portraying all these crazy movies that y'all take them to, that y'all purposely take them to and brainwash them at 4 or 5 years old and think that shit ain't going to be, you know what I'm saying, they ain't going to come back on them.
Right, because we piss me off. Everybody, you know, I'm one of those people, I play like Call of Duty and stuff like that, and everybody will always want to say, it's Call of Duty, it's what's making them want to go kill somebody. I play Call of Duty, I'm just fine. It's not about the game. It's about the person, that's how they psychologically thought, how the psychological thought process is. If their mind is crazy, if their mind is in the wrong place, it's not going to matter if you play Call of Duty or not. They still going to act crazy.
I brought a point up because, you know, it was an old Chris Rock skit. Matter of fact, let me see if I can find that real quick. It's a It's an old Chris riff. Let me find this Chris Rock joke real quick. It was a Chris Rock soundbite where he was talking about gun control and how he said, you know, I ain't worried about guns. You don't have to. It ain't about controlling the gun. You know, you ain't got to worry about controlling the gun. You ain't got to worry about a person picking up a gun if you raise the price of the damn bullet.
Yeah.
If your bullet's $50 a piece, motherfuckers would think twice by running out and shooting a person. And that's a controllable commodity because you don't have a thousand different makers of bullets. You got 1,000 different people trying to make different guns and all that, but there's only certain people that are making the actual bullets that supply these guns, and then that's not something that you can up here and just manufacture at your house, you know what I'm saying, without leaving a specific trail. You got to order the shells. You got to order, you know what I'm saying, you got to order the actual shells, you got to order the actual machines, press the bullets together, you got to order the gunpowder. You see what I'm saying? It's a whole series of traceable processes that go in to being able to manufacture a bullet versus me walking to the corner asking Pookie for a gun and he pulling out one and selling it to me. You feel me? I mean, that's a valid point. Raise the price of the bullet, of the ammunition, and that would deter anybody from wanting to go out and collect the gun. That's all they're going to want to do is collect the gun. They don't want to shoot that motherfucker, though. All they're going to want to do is collect it because it's going to be too expensive. And then we'll know exactly who the hell do these crimes because these expensive-ass bullets going to be traced back to these really going to select dealers that's going to be selling this stuff. It's not going to be like you're going to walk into Walmart and be able to buy bullets out of Walmart for $50 a pop. Because Walmart is going to see it's not a profitable item, and they're not going to stock it. Now, the point is, and I had to, you know, they brought us up on the radio because they were talking about this topic on the radio. One thing I said is, but then look at the flip side of this and look at the motherfucker in China who stabbed the fucking 22 kids, you know what I'm saying, prior to walking into the elementary school. You know what I'm saying? Now, none of the kids died, thank you, Lord. You know what I'm saying? They still could have. He would have stabbed them in their fucking neck and shit. You know what I'm saying? But the whole point of it is, you got to get to the point of where is the violence coming from? That you got to get to the mental reason of why. You know what I'm saying? Why are you even picking up a gun or a knife? And you, but to the ultimate, you're harming kids. You're not walking around the public just stabbing adults. You know what I'm saying? You actually are going to a place of worship in our kids, and that's what you affected. It's absolutely past crazy.
Yeah,
you know,
I watched New York Undercover last night, and it was an episode where it was like based on this white supremacist group that they were running around and they were bombing. There were church fires. Basically, they would make these homemade bombs and throw it through the window, and you know, it blow up. And they would specifically pick black churches. They would start church fires and it would make them, you know, basically pretty much blow up the churches and whatnot. So, it go down. I mean, you know, it was some people say, oh, that's a TV show, but people really did do stuff like that. And it's just sad to say that people, it's so sick people in this world, man. And like you say, the question you asked was, where does violence come from? It's just some people are just that sick, and and no matter how much we go through all this psychiatry and all that, it's not enough. I don't know I can't put my finger on how to watch these people.
I got got a new little thing I'm starting. Let me go ahead and throw it out there. Once again, man, you know, all the Facebook people out there, if you're watching this on Facebook or any other social network channels, you can call in live 347-237-5125. In a few minutes, we will be going to the next show. And you can call in to that show is 619-639-4748. Once again, it's 619-639-4748. We'll be continuing after this show is over to the next half hour, put in another half hour right here live. You know what I'm saying? We are live on the cam, you know what I'm saying, via WDGERadio.web.com. Go ahead and check us out live on the cam, you know, to try to do something different, you know what I'm saying, to add something new to the show. I got something I'm working on starting down here. It's called oil. I'm going to get some shirts made up. It says, what's more precious than oil? O-Y-L. And what I'm talking about is Occupy Your Library. And it's the Occupy Your Library movement. Now, what my concept is, it's to, you know, we need to take ourselves, but take our children and our families back into the library and spend family time in the library. Because at one point, the point we're at right now, we rush home, we run straight to the fucking Netflix boxes, you know what I'm saying, grab, you know, spend $5 or $10, you know what I'm saying, on these fucking movies that you can only keep, you know, a couple of days. You got, and, you know what I'm saying, and that's the big problem. So what I'm saying is we need to go rent free movies from the library, but before you rent the actual, before you actually rent it, actually read the book. Check the book out or read the book first and then check the movie out, you know what I'm saying, and engage with your child as well as yourself, you know what I'm saying, more, because if we don't continue utilizing the library, it's all people. So, that's real. Now, what we're finna do, we're finna end this show and finna call in. I'd like to thank my dog, Teddy Baby Potter, Fresh Jay. We're finna go over here. You can call in at 619-639-4748, and we're going into the second half hour. It's Regular Game Radio, Sunday Update, and Holiday Music. Enjoy the holiday music as we log out and go to the next show. Make sure y'all come through and check us out. Peace out. Happy holidays.